It's a complicated world up here in the North Woods. Our population is a mix of second and third and even fourth generation immigrants and the native Ojibwe who have been here for even longer. It has not always been an easy road to navigate for either population. This week, I'm talking to Anton Troyer, a man with a foot in both worlds who has mastered this art of navigation.
My mother is Ojibwe, and her relatives have been buried in the same place in Bina longer than America's been a country. For my father, he's a first-generation Austrian Jewish immigrant, a Holocaust survivor, spoke nothing but German the first 13 years of his life. And both of his parents and two cousins survived the Holocaust, and everyone else perished during the Holocaust. So, you know, when my folks were getting started in their relationship and so forth, I guess you could say my mother was trying to find a pathway out of poverty. And my father was hitting the restart button in many different ways. They both have very interesting stories, all their own. You know, among the things on my mom's trajectory is that she ended up becoming the first female native attorney in the state of Minnesota. And in the effort to do that, actually went to law school in Washington, D.C.
Anton is currently a professor of Ojibwe at Bemidji State University and the author of 14 books. He speaks to groups all over the country with such titles as Everything You Wanted to Know About Indians But Were Afraid to Ask. His knowledge comes not just from higher education, but from feet on the ground, learning from his Ojibwe relatives.
And during those times, we always still spent our summers up here in northern Minnesota. Some of the first few years after that, you know, we had a little cabin with a kerosene lantern and a hand pump and an outhouse. And sometimes I remember too, we'd even pick wild rice and trade with one of the white farm families for milk and eggs. And we'd take the milk, put it in a glass jug, tie a string on it, and sink it in a creek in front of the house because it was spring fed and cool. But, you know, by the time I hit middle school, we had a nice house and the economic profile for our family changed quite a bit. To me, it revealed the power of an education, but it also, I kind of feel like the mythology of the American dream really is a myth. Like George Carlin said, they call it the American dream because you got to be asleep to believe that's the whole story.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Anton Troyer, author and professor of Ojibwe at Bemidji State University. Anton has a long list of accomplishments and awards to his name. But I'm more interested in how he navigated a few of his own early obstacles to arrive where he is today.
I, in my own path, went to school in Bemidji. One time at a summer camp, I was the only native on this trip, an amazing trip where we were 3 weeks without seeing other humans and canoeing alongside beluga whales in Hudson's Bay and whatnot, and it was great. But like a few days into the trip, one of my fellow campers, you know, this kid outweighed me by at least 100 pounds and just hauled off and slapped me across the face as hard as he could and said, "You fucking Indian." And it wasn't just that, which just came out of nowhere, but the fact that the counselors said, "Well, boys will be boys. Congratulations, you're tent mates now." And I just remember him like slapping the mosquitoes and black flies every night and just wondering if he was coming after me or thinking about like, should I grab a rock and put it through his skull? But if I didn't finish the job, I'd be dead on that trip. It was pretty scary. Yes. Yeah, and I had stuff like that. When I graduated from high school, I thought, well, I'm going to get out of Dodge, and I'm never coming back. I ended up applying to and getting into Princeton University when I got out of Dodge.
Anton finished his undergraduate degree at Princeton, but rather than heading straight to graduate school, he took a side trip that would eventually be as important or even more important than his formal education.
And by the time I finished college, then a bit to the horror of my parents, I said, I'm coming back home. And I ended up living with a spiritual leader named Archie Mose, who was for the most part a monolingual Ojibwe speaker, being his gopher, you know, hauling him around to funerals or ceremonies and hauling his stuff and filling his pipes. And I, you know, by the time I had been deeply immersed in this experience, I had a knowledge of our language and culture that was something I never would have otherwise been able to obtain.
Anton did go back to school. He did his master's degree and doctoral work at the University of Minnesota and has spent his life asking big questions about his native culture and culture as a whole.
I realize that for native people, there's no way for us to kind of go Amish, so to speak, like wall our communities off from the rest of the world and try to freeze culture and time. That's hard enough for the Amish, who have constant attrition and struggles to maintain their life way. And we have already been so inundated by and been so integrated with the rest of the world, it's difficult to go that route. But I also see and embrace cultural continuity. For us, you know, we make maple syrup and sugar. We harvest wild rice. We hunt. We fish. We gather. And my kids produce over $10,000 worth of food every year. And there's a lot of them. I have 9 kids, so they eat all of it and a whole bunch more. It's never dull.
Anton and his family live on the old family land between Cass Lake and Bemidji.
When my folks were getting started, my dad had put in a bid, got a letter back saying, well, yours is the only bid we got, but it wasn't even enough to cover the delinquent taxes. Can you find an extra $200? Today, when I sit on the deck at my house and look out, you know, I see this towering forest that wouldn't be there if my dad didn't plant some trees. But ultimately for me, I couldn't leave without leaving a big part of who I am.
With the call of the wild, I'm Milt Lee.